In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. So both in our Old Testament reading and our Gospel reading today, we have a concern with how we are to fast, how we are to observe pious behavior before God and others. And Jesus tells us, beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. And in Isaiah, the prophet speaking for God is saying something even more extreme. He's saying, is not this the fast that I choose? To loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? So we see a very, very big difference between the typical practices of piety and fasting versus what Jesus is asking of us and what God our Father is asking of us. At this time of year, it's very common to start thinking of perhaps things to give up or spiritual practices to take on. One of the hardest things I ever gave up was chocolate. I know that sounds funny, but it was actually quite difficult because I'm really hooked on it. But that doesn't mean that it did anything for me spiritually. Chocolate was not something that was getting in the way of my relationship with God or with those around me. Chocolate was just one of those things that, oh, let me see if I can give this up. Oh, look, I couldn't give it up. So I'm not diminishing the ascetic quality of it, right? I'm not saying that it's not hard to do. What I'm saying is there a purpose to it? When I was talking to my kids in my confirmation class, the youth group the other night, we talked about the things that are necessary in our life, the things that we want, the things that we think that we can't live without. And we realized first that there are a lot of things that we think that we can't live without that we could actually really do without. But the second thing that we realized was that there are things that we really rely on that get in the way of our relationship with God and with others. The first thing that all of my kids said when I asked them about that was, my cell phone. We can laugh, but that's us too, right? This thing is at my hip every day, and it's distracting, and it's easy to just sort of detach from the world and get lost in the world of the internet or texts or anything like that. And so this was something that they realized sometimes gets in the way of their relationship with others, and certainly it can get in the way of our relationship with God. And God, both in Jesus' words, he's very concerned about our relationship with God and how we practice our piety. He doesn't want us to go out and do things very publicly just to get attention for ourselves, because that's not for God. That's for us and for us to be seen by others. And in Isaiah, God is saying, well, you can heap all the ashes you want on your head. If you're not doing anything to help those around you, why should I listen to you? So these are very different viewpoints from what people typically think about with fasting. So what I would suggest for this coming Lent, because Lent is a gift of the church, it's 40 days where we can sit and take spiritual inventory of our lives and see the things in our lives that interfere with our relationship with God and with others. So first, figure out what those things are and try to reduce their impact on our lives. And if we're going to start getting rid of things in our lives, maybe also consider replacing them with things. For instance, let's just say you give up chocolate for whatever reason. Or a lot of people give up alcohol for Lent. All of that is worthy. But also consider, well, now that I've given this up, what should I be doing? I mean, now I have extra money in my pockets. Maybe I could give it to our food pantry. Maybe I could give it to the homeless poor. Or what about saying, I'm going to give up binging on Netflix for the next 40 days, which is also a really hard challenge. But what do you do with that time that you now have? Because you now have time. That's the gift you've just given yourself, more time. If it's to renew and restore your relationship with God and your family, right, one of the things that I would suggest to everyone here, start reading your Bible. If you get rid of time spent on useless things, replace it with time that improves your relationship with God. As a suggestion, we are reading the Gospel of Mark and doing a Bible study in the Gospel of Mark on Wednesday nights for our soup suppers. That's a really good replacement for Netflix binge time. So as we begin these 40 days of Lent on this Ash Wednesday, I pray that we would take a look at our lives and see the things that we do, the things that we spend our time on, that interfere with our relationship with God and our family. Maybe it's too much time on the internet and social media. Maybe it's going out too much and not spending enough time at home. Maybe it's Netflix binging and not spending enough time with God. In any case, whatever those things might be, I pray that we would make a conscious decision to remove the things in our lives that are a distraction and to replace them with things that are meaningful to us, to others, and to our Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. We are getting very different images of what fasting is from our Gospel and our Old Testament reading today than what we're usually accustomed to. Jesus begins and says, "Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven." And Isaiah, speaking the word of the Lord, goes even further. He questions the traditional methods of fasting in his day, heaping ashes on heads, dressing in sackcloth, bewailing everything. And God says through Isaiah, "Is not this the fast that I choose? To loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke. Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house?" It's a very different idea of fasting than, say, giving up chocolate for Lent, which I don't want to diminish. It's actually very hard to give up chocolate for Lent. I've tried and failed on numerous occasions. But we have this idea around this time of year that we have to give up something and just go for 40 days without it. But from what I'm seeing in our readings today, God is less concerned with us giving up something and more with us restoring relation with God and with those around us, particularly in the Isaiah reading, right? Particularly in the idea of caring for those who are in need. But what I'd like to suggest for us for these next 40 days, because Lent is a season of 40 days, and to me, it's a gift from the church. It's a gift because it gives us time to be introspective. It's a gift because it gives us time to look at the things in our lives that are important, to remove the things that are inhibiting our relationship with each other and with God, and to also take on practices that will sustain us spiritually and in our relationships. To give you an example, when I was meeting with my youth group last week, we were talking about the things in this life that we can't do without. And that list started getting smaller and smaller as the discussion went on. And my list was as long as theirs, I assure you, when we first started this out. I had a lot of things that I thought I'd be quite grumpy without if I gave them up. But when it came down to it, when we thought about the things that brought us joy in this life, it was the things that enabled us to have good relations with friends, with family, and with our God. And when I asked them, what's something that you can give up that would stop interfering with your relationships with others? Do you know what the first thing they all said was? My cell phone. And they're not the only ones guilty of that, by the way. Mine is in my pocket right now, and I'm leashed to that all day. They saw really quickly that that little device can do a lot to separate them from everyone else, because we kind of draw into our own world and into this digital screen and lose track of the world around us. And I'll also say for myself, last year, I actually gave up Facebook for Lent. And my wife said within a matter of days, "Wow, you've gotten a lot less grumpy." I did not realize how much, A, time I spent staring at that phone, and B, how much that negativity affected me. So when we consider this year whether we want to take on a fast or take on some new spiritual practices, let me just throw a few ideas out. If we give up something like chocolate or even alcohol, which are common things to give up in Lent, well, now we have extra money. Can we give that money to our food pantry? Can we give it to the poor and the homeless and the needy? That would certainly be taking on the fast the Lord chooses. Or let's just say we give up binging Netflix or binging on Facebook for all of Lent, right? Spending all of our time on our phone or glued to our TV. Well, that gives us a lot more free time. We can use that time perhaps to study our Bible. If I may make a suggestion, we're reading the Gospel of Mark this year, and we're having our soup suppers on Wednesday nights, starting a week from today, where we will be studying the Gospel of Mark. It's a really good place to start. It's the shortest gospel, and Mark has a lot to say. So what I'm suggesting to us as we begin this holy season of Lent, that we look at the things in our lives that separate us from those we love and from the God that loves us. And that when we start removing those things, we look for things that can take their place, that can actually foster relationship. That's my prayer for us today, my brothers and sisters. In Jesus' name, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Please be seated. So we get two very different images of fasting in our Old Testament and our Gospel today that are very different from what we're used to. In our Gospel reading, Jesus reminds us to beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. This is standing in contrast to the practice of his day where people would dress in sackcloth and ashes, which is also referenced in Isaiah, and draw a lot of attention to themselves when they were in fasting. Likewise, when we're listening to Isaiah, God has no time or patience for that either. God talks about a very different type of fast. He says, "Is not this the fast that I choose? To loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house?" So these are very different understandings of fasting from what we're used to, and obviously very different from the standard practice of, say, giving up chocolate for Lent. I'm not knocking giving up chocolate for Lent. It's actually not easy. I've tried and failed on numerous occasions, among other things that I have tried to give up and failed to give up on Lent for numerous occasions. But it does put into perspective what we are doing during Lent, during these 40 days. And I like to remind people that the season of Lent is a gift from the church. It's a gift because it's the time that we can take to take inventory of ourselves and our lives and our relations and figure out what is most important and what is getting in the way of our relationship with each other and with God. That's the beauty of Lent. It really is 40 days to just sit and reflect, and it's a gift. I was talking with my youth group the other night. I know a couple of you guys are present here tonight. Hi, guys. And we talked about the things in life that are important that we can't live without, and we started narrowing that list down until we got to a much smaller list that was about the things that sort of bring us joy. And it was a much smaller list than the things that we originally thought. I had a really long one. I couldn't do without my cell phone. I couldn't do without a lot of things. But I'll tell you, 40 days in the wilderness will make you empty out that pack really quick. And, you know, you don't need what you think you need. But when we got to that shorter list at the end, and we realized it was about building relations, then we started talking about the things in our lives that are on our that were on our first list, which was the list of things that we thought we could not do without, and what those things were that got in the way of our relationship with each other, with our family, and with our God. And what was the first thing my kids said? Anyone? Cell phones. Everyone here is guilty of that, I'm thinking. I know I am. The thing is in my pocket right now. It was vibrating while I was singing the hymn before. Thank God I have it on silent. But these things that we have on us, that were leashed to us, that give us access to a digital world, that allow us to separate and check out from reality, that can cause distractions between us and our family. But and might I also point out that a year ago, this Lent, I gave up Facebook for Lent, and I never went back. Ask my wife. She'll tell you that before I gave it up, I was much grumpier. But once I'm serious. It was a difficult world that I was in there, just going into a place of constant negativity on social media. But when I gave it up, I got much cheerier. I'm still much cheerier. I mean, I'm also a grump, but a much cheerier grump, I swear. But I think that it's a good thing to consider during Lent, the things that get in the way of our relationship between friends and family, and that if we're gonna give up something, we should also replace it with something that's good for the soul and good for our relationship with God. For instance, if we give up chocolate or if we give up alcohol for Lent, we now have some extra money in our pockets. We can donate it to our food pantry. We can give it to the homeless poor, as advocated in Isaiah today. Or let's just say we give up spending a lot of time on Facebook or on our cell phone, on social media, or even binge-watching Netflix. That's a hard one to give up to. But if we give up that, then we can spend some time reading Scripture, getting closer to God that way. May I suggest the Gospel of Mark? We're doing a Bible study throughout all of Lent. Mother Diane will be leading it on Wednesdays during Lent at our Lenten Soup Suppers. So if we're going to give up things, we should give up the things that are getting in the way of our relationship with each other and with God. And if we're going to take on things, we should take on things that build up our relationship with each other and with our God. So my brothers and sisters, my prayer for us today is that